This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, so we're on the phone with one of our teachers who are participating in the Cupid Project, and that's where teachers have called up and said, my classroom, and then it turned into like schools and districts, signed up their entire schools to make handmade Valentines. We go and collect them from, and then now we're at like 26 schools, and then we are going to go and hand deliver them to nursing homes and senior citizens, let them know the younger generation is spreading love and kindness. And Katie, this is year number two for you. Signing up for the Cupid Project, but a new school this year, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, I moved to a parochial school where my children go.
Yeah, so you're at St. Boniface in Edwardsville. So we came out there yesterday, and we thought we were coming out and just having a good time, and you had the entire school at an assembly, Katie. Not to brag, but that was incredible.
Yes, it was.
You know what? We only go big.
Katie, so Hannah had left us and was getting gas, and you go, hey, are you guys ready for what we have in store for you to play the game? And AB, you said, what?
You were like, Hannah told you guys what's happening, right? And I was like, she did not tell us a single thing.
I wanted to leave you guys, you know, on the edge of your seat.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want you to get cold feet walking into the game.
We would have probably.
You know, I think it was the best way to do it.
So, Katie, what did you have planned for us?
So, we had been talking about what we thought would be a good idea for you guys to do. And I'm like, okay, we've got to make them work for it.
Right.
And so we just had a spelling bee at our school a couple of weeks ago. We thought about putting you guys up against our spelling bee champ, but then we decided it would be a whole lot more fun to do our version of Hannah's homeschool.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys had buzzers and everything.
This was awesome. We were
on a game show in front of the entire school.
We got to get your contact of like who purchased that buzzer because we need one for our studio. Seriously.
We're always arguing about who yelled out the answer first.
Right.
Yeah, it's for our Scholar Bowl. So they use that.
Awesome. We were neck and neck. It all went down to the final question. And in pop culture were 2 points. And you're like in the musical. And we're like, AB's got this.
Mm-hmm.
And AB did not get it.
And I blanked.
No, our girl Natalie came in with the clutch.
Yeah.
Shout out Natalie.
Yeah.
And
the real musical.
The real musical.
Whatever.
The kids were awesome. So yeah, we lost. We got our butts kicked in a game show like quiz game. And we had to say, this is the Brent Maga Show. We were schooled by St. Boniface.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
Blue Jays. You know what? AB and I seriously were mesmerized by this Blue Jay. I mean, I've never seen a mascot be more awesome in my life. Like,
yeah.
He's up there with, like, Fred Bird.
Yes, he is. He really is an amazing mascot. You should come on Fridays during dismissal. He wears traffic cones.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I bet he does. Yeah. I want to be friends
with
him.
He's the best.
That's amazing.
You know, our consolation prize, the basket of Valentines, was unbelievable, too. The individuality, the artistic ability, what the kids wrote in those. Again, it's so neat to go to these schools and see that these kids get it. They understand what they're doing and what this Cupid Project is about.
It was amazing just to see their creativity. I was impressed last year, and this year it went to a whole new level.
Yeah.
And their hearts are just so full of love, and they just want to spread that love and kindness. And it literally brought me to tears many times doing these cards with them.
Why did you decide to do it and bring it to another school and decide to sign up to do it again?
Well, because regardless, I would have been doing it myself because I did it prior to the Brent Maga Show.
Wow.
So it would have been something I would have done anyway. And I just absolutely love the fact of being able to contribute and be a part of this huge project.
Well, thank you so much for organizing it all, being so much fun, but then also just welcoming us with open arms and sharing so much love and kindness and sharing those messages, because they're going to go a long way.
Well, thank you so much again for letting us participate. And we had so much fun with you guys. You were the talk of the school yesterday, so everybody was so excited. And then you got to meet one of your text families, so that was even more
fun. Musician fam.
And that's not their last name. They're musicians.
No, it's not.
That's so funny. Okay, Katie, next year, rematch. Deal?
You got it.